Welcome to the Sportscast, August 29th, 2022, Monday afternoon. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker, your favorite smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio 24/7. Visit us on sportscast.net. And also, you can download our app, the Sportscast for iOS. And please download it today. All right. And the 2022 NFL preseason is over officially yesterday, early evening. Join us all the way from the great country, American's top hat, Jeff Cishnak. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hello, footballers. Who watched every minute of every preseason game? And if you didn't, can't call yourself an NFL fan. Just saying.
Did you watch? Well, yes, you had your three TVs, didn't you, this time?
Two.
Two TVs. Hey, it's better than one.
Not as good as four.
Exactly. But
yes, house as you can tell behind me, house construction is delayed. So man cave struck because we need bathrooms before we need man cave. True. So house construction has been house renovations is not house construction. House renovations have been delayed. So therefore, man cave construction has been delayed. So as you can see behind me, I don't know if you can see behind me, just two televisions. The third one is right there. The other ones are still in another room. So
what is the new estimated time of completion for renovation?
I don't know. I don't have one. I don't have
it's
one.
Undefined. It's indefinite.
Pretty much.
You never know. When you were waiting for your house to be built.
No, we bought a pre-built house. It was just we had to renovate the bathrooms in the main floor and the top floor.
They were unusable.
They were. They were usable, but they were not usable, if you know what I mean.
So, yeah. It's kind of like you had to hold your nose or close
your eyes. No. It was just not accessible for my 95-year-old father. He's going to be 95 on Thursday. And my mother and the bathroom upstairs didn't have a shower or bathtubs. So we had to put that in. So lots of renovations we had to do. And then it was summer and things have been delayed. It was all supposed to be done before the start of the school year and football season, which is not happening. So
that's not happening. And you're not putting a date on completion. So you're definitely optimistic and pessimistic on when that date will
pretty much
happen. All right. So
it's out of my hands.
Yeah. It's out of your hands, out of your control. It's out of your control. All right. So let's go before we head into the stats and into the details. What were your thoughts of this year's NFL preseason? You could discuss your Cowboys, but also overall.
As with every season, you know, the point of preseason is to see what you have, see what players you have, see what the rookies are doing, see where you are at each position. Stats mean nothing, Victor. I know Victor likes to look at every stat and go, look at this guy, and he threw three interceptions. Again, stats mean, because again, we'll talk when you get into stats. I'll go in my stat rant then.
Absolutely.
So I enjoyed the games. I watched every game. Shout out to in Canada, DAZN, DAZN.ca, and you guys have the game pass. What's great is if I get to a game late, and sometimes I would, when there's four games on, I only have two televisions, I would get to the second game, another game late. Let's restart from the very beginning. I don't have to join it live and miss. So I watched, I have watched every minute of every game. It was awesome. Lots of good football. Lots of interesting developments. Thoughts and prayers to the Washington Commandos guy who got carjacked yesterday and ended up in hospital. I know Ron Rivera went to visit him. So hopefully he recovers nicely. Shout out to the biggest injury of them all of the entire preseason.
Remind me which one. I know the Cowboys have one. well, he'll be back in a few months.
The biggest injury, the biggest one of the entire preseason. You know what I'm talking about.
Refresh us.
So disappointed. the mascot going down and getting hurt. Like, come on. Like, if that's not debilitating to the team when your mascot goes down with injury. Now, I did see some tweets. He's recovering nicely. So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So, that is the biggest injury of the entire preseason.
After that is Zach Wilson.
Clip that. There was a number.
I can name you a few. Gus Edwards, Ravens.
There was a number of injuries, again, which is why I hate preseason. I'm glad they reduced the games down to three.
Yeah, I think it's a good number.
Again, and I felt bad. You're watching the end of a game and you see a guy limping off and it's just like, ugh, really? I've seen too many players get hurt in that last sort of game. And I know there's a lot of debate about, you know, do you play your starters? Aaron, for example, did not play, did not even dress. Patrick only dressed because of the Len Dawson tribute they did. That's the only reason he dressed. Otherwise, he was not dressing. Yeah.
But who should start? I mean, kickers are safe, don't you think? Like, they probably won't get injured. Quarterback could get injured.
There's been some, you know, if you got a guy who's not, if you've got a young guy who doesn't quite know and ends up running into the kicker could get hurt. Punter could pull a muscle. If you're in a kicking competition, then okay, cool. Then yeah. Some teams were in kicking competitions, others like the Giants, you know, Graham Gano's the guy. So you have a guy in to do the kicking to rest the leg for the long 18, 19, 20, 21. Okay. Not for the Giants, game season. So then some teams are in a kicking competition. Even like a Justin Tucker, bring another guy in just to kick the ball so he doesn't wear out the leg. Right.
Huge contract. Keep the legs fresh.
Keep the legs fresh.
Speaking about kickers, a Bills punter who had a record-breaking punt kick, I think 98 yards, I believe, or maybe 89 yards. I can't remember. But he got in trouble. Well, not in trouble, but he got accused from a lawsuit that he was involved in the gang rape. Matt Ariza, punter for the Bills. Your thoughts on that? I mean, the Bills didn't waste any time. They let him go.
You know what? It's in the courts. I don't know the whole story, so... until the whole story comes out, let's just move on.
Exactly. And you can find a punter anywhere now.
Okay. Marquette King was tweeting the Bills all weekend going, bring me in. And they have no punter on staff as of yesterday. I know they were bringing peeps in.
Right. Well, let's,
I know they were bringing people in. So let's figure it out from there.
Exactly. Well, so let's look at the standings, NFL preseason standings, which Jeff doesn't think it means anything. But, the games were played and there were stats and there were results. So there were about six undefeated teams in this 22 NFL preseason. Jets 3-0, Ravens 3-0, Steelers 3-0, Houston 3-0, Las Vegas Raiders 4-0, and the Bears 3-0. Is there any tell there?
No. Ravens have been undefeated for the last 40 years in preseason. It makes no difference because teams, when you get into the fourth quarter, teams are playing differently. You know, there's no more ties. So, you know, if the game is, if there's a tie, the game's a tie, right? So, a team.
There's no tiebreakers.
There's no tiebreakers. There's no overtime. There's no nothing. So, you're down by two. Or you're down by one. So let's say you score, you're down by one. Well, you're going to go for two. And if you make the two, okay, cool. Oh, look, there you're undefeated. You don't get it. Well, now you got a loss. Again, who cares? The whole idea, and I've said this on this show and any other show, it's all about putting stuff on tape. You want to put stuff on tape, even if you don't ever plan on running that play. You want to throw stuff out on tape, so then once the now Pete teams are getting ready to look at week one and they're going to be watching the film and they're going to like, oh, when they're down in the goal line, they did that. Oh, did you see what the safety? Oh, they blitzed on that one. oh, they did this, they did that, but they may never ever call that play. It may just be a preseason play. It may be something they pull out, you know, in a wild card game. They're like, hey, we haven't done that in a while. So that's why I'm a big fan of running plays that you may just never just because you got to throw stuff on tape. Now you're making that team watch the film and prepare for it and scheme for it, and it just may never happen. And again, I know Victor is a big, he wants to study every stat and he wants to look at all, look at it. But again, it's a number that means nothing because you don't know what else is. Okay. So the Ravens were 3-0. Could they have lost those three games? Tell me.
Yeah. They could have.
Who knows?
It wouldn't be
again, it could go either way. Even when Victor, you know, shout out to Victor and his sports and his Jersey boys on Thursdays, 8 o'clock on this channel, 8 o'clock Eastern, on this channel right here. You know, he looks at, oh, this guy threw an interception. This guy did, again, like last year when I was on, he was like, look at this guy threw five interceptions. And I said, but do you know anything about those five interceptions? No, I just knew he threw them. But again, what's the situation? Was it him? Was it a bad throw? Was it one of those where he made a perfect throw and the receiver bopped it up in the air and someone grabbed it? Did the right receiver run the wrong route? And, you know, so the quarterback goes, oh, you're going to go to the end. You're going to go to the deep in the end zone. Oh, and what's he do? He stops and the ball goes over and gets intercepted. Again, you don't know. You can't just look at a number and go, oh, look at this. Look at the Jets, since you're talking about undefeated teams. And Chris, I don't know how to say his last name.
Chris Olave?
No. The quarterback that came in, Chris Stedler? Stedler? I'm going to call him Stedler, but I know that's not his name.
I'll look it up while you talk.
He played 2 years, played for Winnipeg, a couple of years here in the Canadian League. He had a great preseason. Look at those numbers. Now, you can say, oh, well, he was playing against the fourth and fifth string guys for whatever teams he was playing. You could also say, sure, but he was also playing with the fourth and fifth string guys of the Jets. Still made good throws. They still caught, right? So, you know, again, if you're only looking at those numbers and just looking at those numbers, those are good numbers. He, you know, look at his numbers he had in Winnipeg. Not as good. What does that mean? Probably nothing. Bigger field, bigger ball, whole different thing. So you can't just look at one, or you just can't look at, oh, the Ravens were 3-0. Well, that means they're winning the Super Bowl because they've been undefeated for the last two or three preseasons. How's that worked out for them? You know, again, once you get into the regular season and, you know, things happen, teams improve, improve, teams don't approve. Stuff like that. So,
yes. And his name is Chris Eveler. He went to South Dakota. Mm-hmm. As Jeff said, he played for Winnipeg for the CFL, if you guys don't know. And he played there until 19, played for the Cardinals in 20 and 21, and now with the Jets. So he is playing for a roster spot, which a lot of these preseason games are about. And today, actually by tomorrow, 4 p.m., there will be
4 p.m. Eastern. Not everybody watching is in the Eastern time zone.
Correct. Like Aaron.
4 p.m. Eastern is cut down day. Is the initial 53-man cut down day. But does that mean you're safe? No, not at all, because other teams are going to be cutting players. You're watching all the games. You're watching the film. The Bills need a punter. There's going to be some punters that are going to be released. And if you got some, you know, if you've got some guy who's been playing he's been with a team all preseason and OTAs, you know, you might want to bring him in as well. I know the Bills are actively trying to bring in a punter. Now they got some time before their first game, so. It's not a big deal. And you know what? You
may almost 2 weeks.
And you may have a guy on the bubble who actually can kick, right? And so maybe you keep him as one of your 53 just as a backup for kicking and punting, right? How many games have we seen where a punter or kicker goes down and then the team is forced to go for two because they have nobody who can, you know, push the ball through the uprights? So lots of decisions, lots of things going on. And You know, we're not there. Shout out to Ray, who's big 49er fan. He's the 49er insider. He's there with the 49ers. He's talking to the guys. He's following everything. So he knows everything in deep about that. Same with Aaron and Victor with his Giants. Can't wait to hear what he has to say about all of that. You know, the Commanders, Aaron and the Commanders, and all that kind of good stuff. So. We'll have to see what comes up this week.
Speak of the devil, you mentioned the 49ers, and there is a big name in the docket. Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback. He could get cut by tomorrow. If they keep him on, they have to pay him that guaranteed money, which is massive. Mm-hmm. A lot of rumors are speculating. I've been hearing Browns these past couple hours. Jeff? Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Jimmy Garoppolo situation in San Francisco?
I'm not a 49er insider, so I don't know what the team is doing or thinking. Obviously, you know, they see them more than we do. We see them in the game, but they see them every single day, right? How much is Jimmy being a team player? How much is Jimmy helping mentoring Trey? How much is, you know, there's a lot of other factors that we just don't know what's going on, right? So you could say he could go to one of 30 other teams. Pretty sure the Cowboys don't want him. Pretty sure the Green Bay Packers don't want him. You know, you could probably make an argument for every other team. Yeah, there's probably a few teams that he, you know, okay. So the Browns, obviously, but again, Seattle. Seattle's named Geno Smith their starter. I know Drew Locke got the COVID, and so that set him back a little bit, but you could say, pretty much any team. Even Jacksonville, they got, what's his name? Trevor Lawrence. So you could say pretty much anything, but, you know, Ray's the one
except
to answer.
Except the Cowboys.
We wanted to bring him as a high-priced backup to Dak, but, like, you know.
Who is known to be injury-prone.
So he got injured 1 year, but so did, so, you know, whatever. Maybe Green Bay, if they're not settled on Jordan Love. Again, we're not there every day. We're not watching the practices. You know, Aaron's in the chat. He watches all the Commanders' practices. Just like I watch all the Cowboys practices that are online, and the insiders, and all the other tweets and all the shows. So Ray's a better one to ask because you could make an argument for all 31 other teams that they could use a Jimmy.
Jeff has no strong opinion over Jimmy G, but he did say he does not think he'll go to Dallas. So that is fair enough for me.
You could probably come up with a lot of teams that you can't see him going for because, you know, we got
the Dolphins, perhaps.
You could say 30 teams and you could build an argument for pretty much all 31 teams, all including Dallas, including Green Bay. You could make an argument if Dallas wasn't happy with Cooper Rush or Will Greer. Yes, they are going to be cutting Ben DiNucci.
Releasing
Ben.
They said that
he'll
this
come,
morning.
He'll come back. He'll come back to the practice squad to run the scout team.
So
no one's going to pick him up. So again, you could build an argument for any of the 31 other teams to take Jimmy.
Yeah, and let me give you the stats on Trey Lance. Their last preseason game was against the Texans on Thursday. Aired on Amazon, which I don't think Jeff has that access on in Canada. Lance completed 7 of 11 passes for.
Why would I not have Amazon?
49 yards against the Texans. He was sacked one time, and he scrambled from pressure to pick up 1 yard another time. Lance made a couple of good throws, including a 14-yarder wide receiver, Malik Turner. Average.
Why would I not have Amazon?
I don't know what the TV rights are in Canada. I mean, do you guys get to see Amazon Prime in Canada and watch the games there?
Of course we do. Okay. The only thing we don't have is NFL Plus. It's the only thing we can't have because of the because of the licensing agreement with DAZN, which I mentioned earlier. So I know you guys are all NFL Plus subscribers.
We are,
That's the only thing we cannot get here because of the licensing deal. But we have Amazon. They deliver.
Great set.
They deliver to us. They're an upstart little website. If you don't know, check them out. I think they're going to go places. Amazon.
I'm sure. And if you have DAZN, you probably watch the KSI fights on Saturday. But you got to pay an extra $10 on top of your subscription. So maybe not.
Yeah, no. I watch things other ways.
There you
go. Oh, look, I'm getting a phone call from my phone.
Interesting.
I know. Right. Do you think that's a scam when my phone is actually calling me?
No coincidence. Defeated teams that went defeated and then went one game in the preseason. Seahawks 0-3. Bucks 0-3. Vikings 0-3. Commanders 0-3. Sorry, Aaron. Chargers 0-3 and Jaguars 0-4. Any tell there, Jeff?
No.
Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. Bucks, they had Tom Brady missing for 2 out of 3.
Did he play it all in the third game?
I don't think so. I doubt it.
Yeah. So, again, you're a value. It's the whole point. The stats mean nothing, Victor. They mean zero. It's about evaluation. It's about putting players in situations to see how well they do. Stats. Okay, so you mentioned Trey Lance got sacked. Tell me why and how he got sacked.
I did not see the play. It probably was a defensive error.
What was it? Could it have been a fumbled snap? Could he have been scrambling and tripped? Right? And so you're like, oh, he got sacked once. Tell me about the play.
We're going to have to see it later.
Means nothing. Means
nothing. Let me look at the passing yards in the preseason. Sam Howell, quarterback of the Commanders, 547 yards. Doesn't mean a thing. Carson Wentz is going to be the starter. Passer rating, Skylar Thompson, 138.4 rate. Rushing yards, running back DJ Alice, 163 yards. Receiving yards, the Rams, Lance McClutchen, wide receiver. Scoring, Raiders, the kicker, Daniel Carson, had the most points. Unbelievable. Sacks, the Raiders, defensive end, Tashaun Bauer.
Kickers always lead the league in scoring. So that's
there you go.
I can ask you the exact same thing. When did they play? First quarter, second quarter, third quarter? What plays were they calling? Were they only calling running plays? Were they only calling passing plays? What kind
and
of
how many defense? Players play the full game?
And what defense was the other team running? Again, you know, you're calling all sorts of different variations in offense and defense because you want to see how these guys are doing. You want to put them in. You want to put them in as real a situation so you can see how they react. Especially your rookies, your first years, you know, guys who you know. You want to evaluate to see who's going to make the 53-man roster, and you know, teams go for two a lot in preseason that they would never
too.
Go. You know, because you want to try out your different going for two. So when it's you know when you need to, you got some plays in your catalog that you can from the big sheet.
Maybe you need that 2-point conversion. You know,
exactly. You're down so, by you're, so you know, or you might want to pull a Harbaugh and go for two to lose the game when you could have kicked the. But again, that's always as Aaron will tell you, it's always the quarterback's fault. The team loses.
What's so the quarterback's
we will. Fault? We will. It's always the quarterback's fault. So we'll be watching that. We're going to keep score this year, this season, of how many times the quarterback lost the game for the team. We did a little bit of it in the postseason last year, and we know that the Bills did not move forward all because of Josh Allen. That's documented. So.
Okay, so let's finally cover the Cowboys, who had a 2-1 record. They beat the Seahawks, the Chargers, but the Broncos beat the Cowboys. So L there for them. Your overall thoughts on the Cowboys' performance on the preseason? Did you see a lot? Did you get a lot of tell?
The not four saying. Teams? not going to say. Shout out to the USFL MVP, who is now on our team, who is unstoppable. Now, I know he didn't play in the last game because he pretty much secured his roster spot right there. And I don't know if you saw my tweet, but the official NFL, did you see what the official NFL Twitter account said?
I sent it to you.
You can't say. I don't know if they changed it. They've probably changed it now. NFL.com Twitter account. They changed it. But if you go and look,
did they edit it on Twitter?
They did. Oh, they said, don't kick to him. Don't kick to him. So that's the official NFL Twitter account. Shout out to them. Shout out to their social media team. Second only to the Sportscast social media team.
There you go. So Jeff has no comments on the Cowboys' performance in the preseason.
I think there's some guys that are not going to make the team who will end up on another team because they put in, you can only, you know, there was 90, 85, 80 guys. And they're going to be down to 53 and, you know, yeah, a bunch of guys hopefully will come back to the practice squad and let's just see how, but I was very encouraged. I see a good 12 wins for this team.
Wow. That is a bold statement.
Uh-huh.
Well, you said it. Is that your final prediction or you're going to finalize it next week or?
Unless something drastically happens to change my mind.
Eyes on Zeke.
You know, unless something drastically changes, I see a good 12 wins.
That's a safe pick. 12 wins is very doable for an NFC East. Mm-hmm. That.
Well, they're going to go 6-0 in the division, so there's half the games right there. So maybe 5-1 when it gets to the end of the season and nobody gives a crap, and they play you and me, then. You know, we can go from there. But while he's sneezing, I'm going to bring this up because, you know, I know you want to discuss it. So everyone's talking about Tyron Smith. All non-Cowboy fans and all you media people and all you haters are like, ugh! So everybody's shocked that the if you want to call somebody injury prone, you know,
that's what Byron Jones said.
You know, if you want, you know, granted, he's not played a full season for a while. But there's the experience on the tackle list. So there you go. There's the list. He's been in the league 12 years as an offensive lineman. What's the lifespan of an offensive lineman? All right. I'm not talking, how long did Joe Thomas play? Right. So, you know, he's getting up there. So that's why they drafted Tyler Smith. They knew this day was coming. Did this day come sooner? Probably. But were they expecting, you know, you never want to wish injury on a guy, but his body's been abused and
banged up.
It happened sooner. So here right now you drafted, you drafted Tyler Smith, right? So, you know, you've got these guys. So yes, you let a couple other people go, but that's the nature of the game. You know, it's not like Tyron got injured. Did you see that coming? You know, the Cowboys have been talking about this for a couple of years. I know you guys won't remember this because you guys are all haters. But many, many years ago, not that many years ago, they drafted Zach Martin and they're like, you drafted a lineman with your top pick. Then we drafted a center. Then we drafted Tyron Smith, you know, and we started building up that offensive line and they hate that Jerry got because he was drafting offensive linemen when there was this wide receiver and that running back and this clown and that clown. But look what happened. Build out an offensive line. That's, you know, got to protect the quarterback. You got to make lanes. So, you know, revert back to that. Get in some guys, and the haters are going to say, they didn't do anything in free agency. but they knew what they had. They knew who they drafted. They knew who they had in the building. Right? You got to remember, these guys are with them every day. They see them every day, you know?
They evaluate them every day.
Every single day, even in the off season. How many guys are in the building working out? How many guys are getting together with the teammates doing this, that, and the other? So they know what they have in the building. They know what they had. So Tyron going down, yes, unfortunate, was a surprise this early, probably. Did they want to get Tyler a little bit more, real game action? Probably. But it is what it is.
There you have it.
You're not going to mention the penalties as a hater? Come on, hater. You're not going to mention the penalties?
You can go ahead and talk about it if you want.
I'm not worried about the penalties. If you go back, Denver led the league in penalties a few years ago. And what happened that year? Spoiler alert. They won a Super Bowl. Yeah.
With Peyton Manning. Okay.
And the year before that, who led the league in penalties? Might have been Seattle. Oh, and what happened to them?
They won.
They won. Right.
So doing more penalties is a good
right,
thing.
Right. So, does it hurt your team? Do you lose some stuff? Sure. But it is what it is.
There you have it. All right, that is Jeff's summary of the Cowboys.
I had one other thing, but I lost my thing closed on me.
Well, if you're checking, I'm going to play a video of, looks some optimism for the Miami Dolphins and Tua and Tyreek Hill. Let me play it right now. Show this beautiful play.
NFL Network Studios got a game break. Philly and Miami. Tua, first play of the game to Tyreek Hill. You knew it was going to happen. Tua, by the way, 3-for-3 passing, 72 yards and a touchdown. Two of those throws going to Tyreek Hill. River.
Well, there you have it. Optimism. He can throw a ball. Tua, obviously. And as far that Tyreek can catch it.
100%. I don't know how many of you listen to Tyreek's podcast. If you don't, you got to go listen to Tyreek's podcast. That's all I'm saying. I know Aaron doesn't because I asked him about it and he's like, I don't have time for that. So I know Aaron doesn't listen to his podcast, but you got to put that in your podcast rotation if you don't. It is spectacular.
Okay. So you're going to show us something else, right?
Yeah, but I can't find my thing closed and I can't get it to open. It was awesome though. So keep talking. Bring up other topics. I will bring I will find it.
We talked about one incident of the Bills this past weekend with Matt Ariza. Another incident that happened last night with Commanders rookie Brian Robinson Jr. He was shot multiple times in an attempted robbery. A day after sitting out the Commanders' preseason finale in anticipation of a big role this regular season.
What? He did what?
He sat out.
What?
Oh, that's very common.
But it's preseason.
It's preseason. You got to play. You got to dress up.
Victor will tell you. It's the be-all and end-all of anyways, go on.
Rookie running back Brian Robinson Jr. has been shot multiple times as a victim of an attempted robbery, according to NFL media and NBC Sports Washington. Earlier. A third-round pick out of Alabama this spring, Robinson is in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries after an apparent carjacking attempt. And as Jeff mentioned, Coach Ron Rivera visited him at the hospital. So
that says a lot. That is a stellar move.
That's a great coach. And we wish the best and pray for the best for Brian Robinson. Hopefully he'll come back stronger and make an impact for the Washington Commanders because they need some hope. There's not much optimism for their season, their upcoming season.
Oh, no, there is on this channel.
There is on one by one there person.
There is on this channel.
So, but yes, we'll see what happens. Anything else, Jeff, before we pack this burrito up?
Yeah, I want to find. Wish I could find that. Oh, here we go. Hang on.
There you have
Hold
it.
On. Hold on. I might have it here.
It's an airdrop.
What's that?
Oh, never mind. You're not a Mac person, apparently.
All right, here we go. I am not a Mac person. You don't have an app for the Sportscast needs an app for Android. You know.
Yeah, I know. That's coming. You know, that's you know, coming. I'm working
on
it.
You know the most popular operating system.
So they say.
In the world by Canada. The number of units. So, question.
Go ahead.
Our coach, what's his name?
Mike McCarthy. Mike,
yeah. And
who else? Who is on, who is hanging by a thread, I heard.
No.
But
no. If you listen to the haters, of course they're going to say that. And remember, people are just doing it for clicks. Come to me, you want the real story. Hey, question
for
you.
Was out in the open in the press conference.
What team did he play for? Was he coached before?
The Green Bay Packers.
Right. Hit a quarterback, I believe. What was that fellow's name? Right, Aaron Rodgers. Right. So, Mike McCarthy's first 3 years in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, two-time MVP, back-to-back, right?
Correct.
Probably a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Okay. No, no argument there.
All right, first 3 years with Aaron Rodgers. They went 6-10 the first year. Second year, they had 5 losses, and they lost in the wild card round of the playoffs. With me so far?
I'm with you.
Then the third year, what happened? They won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Oh. Also, what?
Are you parallel? This third season might be a
success? Hang on. Also, in the first year he was with Green Bay, and in the third year they is in Green Bay, Taylor Swift released an album.
She did.
Okay. Yeah. Mike McCarthy's first year with Rain Dakota Prescott. Can you guess what happened his first year?
No.
Went 6-10.
Wow.
Second year, what happened?
He went 11-6.
5 losses. And what happened? When did they lose in the playoffs? A wild card round.
That's right.
Yeah. This is his third year.
So this is it.
Oh, did I mention that that a couple years ago, Taylor Swift released an album and she's releasing another one this year? Again, in his first and third years?
Wow. No coincidence or conspiracy.
So I'm just saying, what do you think of those there apples?
That's the and the NFC is a little bit wide open this year.
You know, so and are we going to talk about the popularity contest that came out yesterday?
What?
I'm of course referring to the NFL Top 100.
No, what happened there? Give us a brief summary on that.
Well, who was the number one player as voted by other players? Again, it's just a popularity contest.
Tom Brady.
Where was the and who came second?
Oh, I was right. Second, let's say Zeke.
Why do I come on here, folks?
Just
why
to
do
I stir the pot.
Why do I come? Who was the number two in the NFL top 10? I'm sure this was in your newsletter.
Aaron Rodgers or?
We got the first.
I don't know. Tell me. I didn't see this list, by the way.
How did you not see this list? It was all over the NFL Network. Dude, this was
okay.
Not in your...
I pulled it up.
I know you did.
I had to. Because I'm curious.
I know.
Aaron Donald. Wow.
Oh, and what was he? Did he win an award last year?
Defensive player?
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was a guy that came third.
Ponytail Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, right. And what was he? Oh, two-time MVP. So you're telling me the back-to-back NFL MVP and the defensive player MVP not as good? Again, it's a popularity contest. Do you want to run through the top 10?
Yes. Let me. So we mentioned the top 3. 4 was Cooper Kupp. 5, Jonathan Taylor. 6, T.J. Watt, who got hit pretty bad yesterday. 7, Devontae Adams. 8, Patrick Mahomes. 9, Jalen Ramsey. And number 10, Travis Kelce.
So, you know, the except for that top one, I think he's way too high. everyone else is kind of interchangeable. You could probably interchange all of those other players and kind of just, you know, move them around.
Yeah.
You know,
couple fantasy players that you can get, actually.
You know, well, if you play in a defensive player league, you can pick them all. Anyways, you know, it's picked by the players, so they're always going to pick that old guy because he's been around. Did he have the best stats? I don't know. You could argue, but was he better than the two-time back-to-back NFL MVP? Was he better than a Super Bowl champion and NFL defensive MVP? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. But you know what? I didn't get a vote. I'm not a current NFL player. So, anyways, that was my disappointment of last night.
That was your spiel. Definitely take a look at it on NFL.com. Top 100 players voted by the players.
Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter.
Yeah, subscribe to thesportscast.net /
that shows up in my email. Every morning I wake up, and it's the third thing I do is I look at the email, the sportscast email, to see what's going on.
After
your don't email. Forget, you can also buy merch. As you can see, I do not have merch, so I need to get a properly. I'm going to keep doing this NFL season. I need a new properly branded, because I'm off brand. I'm off the Sportscast brand. So we got to work on that. But make
you
sure
are
you buy
the graphics now.
Make sure you buy the NFL. Make sure you buy some Sportscast merch.
Exactly, Jersey Boys shirt. I do not believe in tanking as a new one, and we'll definitely. And there's a Sports Talk 101 theme. I'm scared of the Celtics, or no, the Celtics scare me. That's the words from Ray when the Warriors beat the Celtics in the NBA championship game. Jeff,
I want a shirt with Aaron and Ray's face.
that could happen.
I want a shirt. Sports Talk 101 Tuesdays at 10 Eastern on this channel.
Live. Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online?
Send me your
if
hate.
People are having trouble.
I want your hate tweets. I
for
want your hate
their fantasy,
tweets.
If they want to choose between Zeke or I forgot his name now. The other running back. Tony Pollard. That's right.
Tony Pollard. Well, Zeke's an RB1 all day long.
So you think?
I think, and I know. And don't listen to the haters. This is Zeke's last year. It's his last guaranteed. He's going to be cut at the end of the year. Shut up, haters. Okay. People just need headlines. People just need to stay. People just want headlines so they get clicks. They're like, oh, look it. Send this article. Look it. Click on this article. It says Zeke's last year. I don't have time for clickbait. So,
anyways, you can reach Jeff at Jeff Gignac, JeffGignac, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out his latest videos, latest tweets, football and gaming. You can't beat that. Of course, you can reach us
and
at
all
sports.
I cover all. I talk all sports.
All
I
sports.
Talk sailing. I talk sailing. I don't watch nearly as much sports as this fellow right here.
No NASCAR either, huh?
NASCAR, Indy, UFC, boxing. I will tweet about all sports.
I am not.
Except that round ball thing that they kick around.
Soccer, which your country is in the World Cup.
I know zilch about that. I will cheer on my country in the World Cup. And although I don't know it, I don't understand it. And somebody can explain to me why it's a good game when people run around for 2 hours and score no goals. I just don't get it.
Yeah, no, it's
so
it's
and I'll be honest with you too. I am not as familiar with the most popular sport in the world, and the sport that is played by more people in the world than any other sport.
Soccer.
Cricket.
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 That's right.
Cricket.
All right. You can reach us on the sportscast.net. We could have cricket news there, or the sportscast one on Twitter.
You will never see cricket news on this channel.
You never know. You never know.
You will never, unless I tweet it out, you're never going to see cricket news.
Okay. Well, we do cover Pakistan, India versus India.
Do you?
No, I'm kidding. Maybe I
didn't think so. You don't cover sailing. What, you,
if it comes to my radar, let's just say that.
I send stuff to you.
You Dude, do.
People, I send stuff to him. All I fill his direct messages and his tweets with tons of stuff. You would have no idea how much stuff I sent him.
TheSportsCast.net and the Sportscast One. Anyways, Jeff, always a pleasure. We got to have you more on. Obviously, NFL season starts in a week and a half.
It's true.
Actually, a week from this Thursday.
It is true.
So, looking forward to it.
Oh, my Cowboys don't play. I got to wait all day for Sunday night. I have to wait all day for Sunday night.
No coincidence they have Cowboys on primetime.
Gee, you wonder why. Maybe because they're North America's team? The North is in brackets.
The highest revenue in the world. Cowboys, but the first will be Bills at the Rams and SoFi. No coincidence there. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime. I think NFL Network will air it. No, will be NBC.
No, the NFL doesn't get. No, I think it's NBC. NFL yes, right. Network doesn't start airing to week two.
There you go.
We never discussed this. I'm just going to leave it out there. I'd like to know people's opinions, and I want you to tweet us both. You can see his Twitter there, and of course, the sports has. What do you think of a game on Black Friday? Black Friday.
I think they should be Black Friday. I agree.
Next year, Black Friday, there's going to be a game.
There should be. Oh, there will be. I think that was confirmed. I think there should be one after Christmas, like the 26th.
Well, it depends on the day of the week. There's often games on if Christmas is on a Sunday or whatever. It's right,
but should be by
default. Black Friday is a Friday. There's typically never a Friday game. Yes, there was some Tuesday games and with the COVID year and some teams and things got shifted around. But again, there's games Christmas Day if it falls on a regularly, if it falls on a Sunday, if there's Boxing Day is on a Monday or a Sunday, there will be games. It's just But Black Friday is not typically there's never a Friday game unless there's six.
There should be, because I don't think players will go out shopping that day either.
So, so interesting that they're going to spread it out around a little starting. I heard 24, but I think they're going to do it next year.
Nice. Dallas always on Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jeff.
Dallas and Detroit.
And
we didn't even talk about how great. If you haven't watched, folks, if you haven't watched the Hard Knocks of the Lions, you gotta watch that. MCDC. Oh my God. Episode one. Did you see him do the 40 up downs?
I saw the team? Yeah.
With the team? Like, dude, how many coaches are doing up downs? Period. 40 of them. I kept thinking, oh, okay, they're gonna do 10. Oh, all right, they're stopping it. Oh my God, they're gonna keep going.
It's so good. You become a lion. Anyways.
You are. I don't like the Lions. I have no hate, whatever, but you know what? I'm enjoying the Hard Knocks.
I gotta fly this plane out. I'll see ya. Good day. Happy week.